This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It may not feel this way for everybody, but yes, we have technically crossed the line into spring. The sweaters are getting mothballed, the sleds are going back to the basement, garage, or attic, and what's coming out? The trowels, the hoses, and the sprinklers. If you're in the market for lawn stuff, the options are getting smarter. Our friend at CNET.com, Lindsay Turntine, is here to get me smarter. Lindsay, nice to have you back in the studio.
It's so nice to be here.
What's going on with smart devices outside of the house?
This whole industry around connected yard devices is new and it's pretty interesting, especially in places like California where I live, where we are in a terrible drought.
Yes.
And this all comes down to sensor technology. You hear about sensors all the time. Sensors are getting small and cheap, and now they can be embedded in things like the Eden, which is a device that's coming in April. It's basically a large stake
that
you jam into the soil in your yard.
Uh-huh.
It's solar powered, and it over time monitors all sorts of things about your soil.
Interesting.
And the surroundings.
So like nutrients and how much water is in the soil and all of these things that can help you have a beautiful yard.
Exactly. And you can partner it up with a smart valve. Connects to your hose, whatever your watering system is, and actually the Eden can tell it when to turn on to take care of the needs of the plants around it.
What else about the yard and smart devices may change? What might we see, not necessarily this spring, but going forward?
These companies are just starting to figure out the answers to really tough problems, like how do you get an outdoor sensor to work over your home Wi-Fi? How do you keep water from damaging these devices? And I believe that these companies, which are just getting started, are going to learn a ton over the next 5 years or so. And these things are going to be much more accessible in probably 5 years, maybe 10.
What will we make the children do on Saturday for their Saturday chores when the yard is like just running itself?
This is actually a question that I ask myself with some regularity. And the answer is clean the toilets.
Wait, we don't have a smart device that does that yet?
Not that I know of.
It's time for you and I to make our millions.
Here we go.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET.com. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Some of the stuff Lindsay was talking about there can be found in the second issue of CNET Magazine, which just came out.